Home Improvement with Dave Fisher and Jan Eakes on CJAD 800.
Indeed, welcome aboard. It's nice to have you with us. If you have a problem around your house, oh, this is your lucky day. First of all, the phone numbers. 514-790-0800. Star Talk is, of course, free on Bell Mobility, wherever you are. And speaking of wherever you are, it's 1-800-491-CJD. Walter Assey is the president of Renovco, and he's sitting in today for Jan Eakes again. Jan will be back next week, by the way, Walter, so you'll be able to sleep in on Saturday morning next week.
Good morning, Dave.
It's a pleasure to see you. We also have one of our own in the studio today. I want to introduce to you a man who you don't hear on the radio, although a couple of times I think he made it. Sean Ryan is an account executive here at Bell Media, and Sean has his own company as well. It's called Lint Free. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, David, and good morning, Walter.
Good morning, Sean.
We, Sean, worked in the trenches many moons ago, did we not?
Yeah, yes, we have. That's for sure, David.
I seem to remember those battles.
So it looked like two numbers of 25, yeah. I believe it was the number that we both started there.
All right, let's start with Lint Free. Why did you get involved in this?
It was probably about 5 or 6 years ago. My wife had said to me, I think we need a new dryer. And I said, why do you think this, dear? It's taking a long time and clothes are coming out really hot of the dryer. Mm. So thanks to the magic of Google and the internet, I said, well, let me see how what this could be. So I went and I just checked online and I started to read more and more that vent cleaning vents, the vents were always getting clogged up, bird's nests, this and that, and even just plain lint or transition ducts were just being folded. So I went downstairs and fortunately enough, I had rigid venting. So I was able to take each piece off one by one by myself.
What do you mean by rigid venting? None of those collapsible things?
No, there's three different types. There's a plastic accordion type that many people have in their houses. Then there's aluminum that does the exact same thing. Then there's a rigid aluminum, which comes in different thicknesses, but it is a 4-inch round aluminum piece that we roll together and we tape it so it doesn't come undone. And now there's a new product that comes out of the States as well called Dryer Flex, which is just as good as rigid aluminum, but it allows you to bend. There's a little bit of flex to it. So it helps us with transition ducts. So as I took them all apart, it got grosser and grosser with the stuff that was in there. And I cleaned it all out. I did it all by hand, and it took me quite a bit of time. And I followed the pipe all the way in, and I went right to the back of the dryer, and I went into the dryer, and then I went behind the lint screen in the front. And the stuff that came out, if I told you, was going to be the grossest thing I've ever seen.
It could have started a fire.
Could have started a fire, definitely. I have seen many over the last couple of years, people with the plastic dryer venting. Actually has pinholes, brown pinholes in it that is already burning through. It just so happened when I went to get my insurance for the company, because I'm fully insured, my insurance person is they had a dryer fire. My tax accountant had a dryer fire. So it was more and more people that I was learning that had this, and it wasn't anything that I thought happened often until I started to read that there's over 30,000 dryer fires a year.
Does that surprise you, Walter?
Absolutely not. Being in the disaster recovery industry, I see that a lot, and that's one of the reasons I use Sean's company now, and I've used them in a couple of occasions. It's such a specialty that there's not a lot of people or companies that do that, so it's great to have someone on board like that because, you know, now We always tell our clients the first thing we look at is how their dryer vents are. We always think about that. And you'd be surprised how many plastic ducting you see that have bananas in it. You know, you have to have a proper slope and, you know, you can't have anything in the duct that accumulates lint or any other debris for that matter. And you'd be shocked how many people have it badly installed. So it's just begging to have a fire in their house.
And gentle listeners will understand that you can talk to one or both of these gentlemen as the morning proceeds. As you know, Sean, I think that I share the house with a very pleasant lady who who never, ever, not once in all the years we've been married, not once has ever cleaned the dryer vent, the one that's in the dryer, you know, that you pull the screen out and do. So that is an issue, certainly. But are you saying that it's likely that because we've owned this dryer for, I think, 3 years now, there's all kinds of gunk in that tube?
It's not likely. It's positive and it's 100% that there's stuff behind it. A lint trap is only designed to protect 50% of the lint. The other 50% needs to go somewhere. The runs should be long enough, the venting system should be short enough that the fan could blow it right outside. Mm-hmm. Many people feel that they want to put a secondary or a third screen in there to block the lint from getting out. We want it to get out. We do not want it sitting in there. So if you've never actually cleaned it, I could show you some pictures of people that I can't even get their lint screens back in. They're so full.
Wow. It's 11 minutes after 9 at CJAD. By the way, both of these gentlemen are at your service. Let's begin with Anne. I think this one's for you, Walter. Something about the bricks on the front of the house. Good morning, Anne.
Yes, good morning. I'd like some advice, please. I'm having some difficulty. I hired a contractor to do some work on the house, which included doing the bricks. And I spoke to a gentleman who had similar bricks and work done on an extension at his house a few streets over, and I really liked it. And he said, ask for black mortar and ask for the indentation, which is what I had already anyways. Mm-hmm. But I'm having some disagreements. They want to just do a half inch. And presently on my house and the other man's house, which he had done recently, it seems to be more than a half inch. And they're trying to convince me to take a gray color, but I don't want a gray. I want black. And what's happening is I don't seem to be getting very far with the contractor nor the subcontractors. How should I handle this?
Do you have any signed document when you signed the contract that indicated what you need as a color and what you need? Is there any specificity?
The problem is when the contractor came, it was a very rushed situation.
Okay.
And there was a lot of pressure there, and he was answering the phone a lot. I didn't want to disturb him, so I let him do it. And he said it's going to be a package deal, but the more I'm having this going on is like I feel like, and there's been a lot of discussion with him. I've written out pages of questions and I've specified, and occasionally he will say yes, but I have no assurance it's going to be done. It's very vague, and I don't like this package deal, and I insisted on some prices, and they tried to produce some prices, but it's going on, and it's even going on to windows. I don't know what I'm getting. I've asked to see the windows. I've asked to see the materials, and nobody's gotten back to me, and I'm really getting very anxious and very frustrated about the whole thing, and it's going to cost me a lot of money, and I spend a lot of time preparing for this, and I know what I want.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you some legal advice when it comes to construction. You are allowed to cancel the contract anytime you want, provided that you pay them for whatever they have done thus far. So meaning if you have a contract and you don't like the guy after a couple of days, you are allowed to ask him to leave your home. But he's entitled to get paid for the time that he put in his home. As well as to pay for any materials he actually have bought for your project. That's one thing. The second thing is obviously have everything in writing. So if you can send him any emails or any registered letters with your concerns, it goes a long way. Anything verbal is not really worth it in a conflict, because it becomes your word against his. So if you have any concerns, what you do is you send it to him by writing. You say, this is what I want. And if you're not going to do it, I don't want you to do the work. And if he doesn't want to do it, well, you just ask him to leave your site, and you hire someone that actually wants.
I hope that helps. Thank you very much for your call. Boy, that's some story. I wonder if I could ask you, Walter, just before we go to break, and that is when it comes to this summer, we had some significant rain. Did mm-hmm. you see a lot of water penetration in people's basements and stuff?
Oh, boy, you bet. Yeah. Basements, roofs, windows. I mean, any time you have that much abundant rainfall, any weak point in the house will start showing. So even in the bricks, in the mortars, you had driven rain, you had the wind, you had accumulation of water on roofs. So that's the perfect time to really test how tight your home is. Mm. Specifically, it's a time where you don't have to worry. You can eliminate condensation as a possibility, or ice damming or anything mm-hmm. that, you know, so you can actually know, okay, this is a brick problem that I have, and that's the type of water infiltration that I'm having due to a window sill, a window caulking, or a mortar, or even a foundation problem.
Well, of course, Jan Eakes always says that you should trust your nose. If you think you smell mold or mildew, you probably are smelling mold and mildew, and you have to get it remediated. I think that's the right word, isn't it?
Well, mold mostly is the right word. Mildew, you don't find it as much in the inside. You find it more in the exterior, but okay. Mold is the right word. Now, with time, what happens is if the mold is young, just start forming, you won't smell it right away. So that's why it's invisible, it's microscopic fungi. What happens is with time, if you have humidity for a long period of time, you start having that musty smell.
Mm.
And that's where, you know, you say, okay, I have a problem, I have to find it. After that musty smell, you're probably going to start seeing some staining, discoloration, and that's where you start, you know, really thinking about what have to be done next.
Okay. Walter Assey is the president of Renovco. We'll hear from Sean Ryan, who's one of our account executives and runs a company called Lint Free. I know you have a story that happened in your house. Was it your house or a family member? Where somebody kept saying that, wait a minute, I cleaned the screen and it's still hot.
Well, actually, it was my daughter's, a friend of my daughter's. They actually had a dryer. They bought a brand new dryer. And they bought the new dryer because the old one was getting hot, hot, hot. So they thought there was a problem. So they brought in a new dryer, bigger, better, faster, heated up even more. And now they're saying, what's wrong with this dryer? So my daughter gave them a card, and I went to see them, and they had a bird's nest in their dryer vent. So they could have put 10 dryers in there. Nothing was getting out of that house.
Extraordinary. 9:17, more with both of these gentlemen coming up on CJD 800. The time is 9:17.
Home Improvement with Dave Fisher and Jan Eakes on CJAD 800.
Indeed, it's 9:19. Telephone numbers 514-790-0800. Star Talk is free on Bell Mobility. And if you're out of town, 1-800-491-CJAD. Back to work. Let's go to Tim. Good morning, Tim. Welcome to CJAD.
Hi.
Hi. Go right ahead, please.
I have a question about spray foam insulation.
Go ahead.
So I'm wondering about putting some spray foam insulation on the exterior of the house. It's covered by vinyl, but there's two areas that I have access to. One is through the garage attic, and the other is through the soffits in the front, a knee wall in front. So I'm wondering if I spray foam insulate a portion of the outside wall, it wouldn't go all the way up because it would just be in those attic spaces. Is there any risk of condensation or some kind of negative side effect?
Yes. The idea with insulation to have to be continuous. So if you do it halfway or partial way, the cold area of your home will start creating condensation. You'll have more sweating. So if you can do it continuously, you're better not doing it at all.
Okay. So in the attic space, for example, of the garage, mm-hmm. where I see actual floorboards going across. Mm-hmm. So is there something I could do instead of spray foam insulation? Because I feel like that's, even though the walls are insulated, that space is probably bleeding heat in the winter versa in the summer.
The floorboards from the ceiling that you see in the attic?
Well, I see, like, from the middle floor, I see them, like, I see Black Joe, and then it comes down, and then I see like a cross-section of the floor.
Okay, I'm not visualizing it exactly, but, I mean, if you have any areas where you have air that is passing, and it's not airtight, there's multiple things you could do. You can even help just by caulking those areas to prevent the airflow. Insulation will work. I mean, you could put even bat insulation if you have access for bat insulation in the attic. It's okay to put bat insulation. You don't have to always go with urethane.
Okay.
But you know, the most important thing is to stop any air, to make it more airtight, and that you could use any type silicone, any type sealer that you can block those areas. If you have any fixtures that are not airtight, you can make them airtight, specifically fixtures, light fixtures in attics. That's a major common problem that we see.
So this is like a wide area, like going across, it's maybe 10 inches from top to bottom across the width of the house, where I'm not sure if I could just kind of caulk the whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. I would need something that would span that area.
Well, I mean, urethane is okay, but you cannot use it. You can use it to block any airflow, but not to as an insulation if you're going to do it halfway.
Okay, so a thin layer of urethane?
Yes, that should work, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you very much for the call. More coming up with both of these gentlemen, Sean Ryan of Lint Free. Sean is also an account executive here at CJAD. By the way, his phone number is 514-980-0800. And Walter Assey is here. He's the president of Renovco. Both of these gentlemen are ready to take your calls at 514-790-0800. Star Talk is free on Bell Mobility. Out of town, use 1-800-491-CJAD. Let's go to, I believe, we've found... Kathy. Is that you, Kathy?
I guess it's me.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the story?
Okay, well, I have a dryer, mm-hmm. and it's only like about 4.5 feet of hose. Like, is any job too big or too small? Like, it's 10 years I put this hose in, but I've never cleaned anything from it.
Good morning, Kathy. Nothing is too big or too small. Sometimes it's the shorter ones that people forget about because they feel that it's just 4 feet and that nothing happens to it. It depends on curves, anything that might be...
it has a curve. It has more than one curve.
Well, more than one curve. We have to realize that any 90-degree angle that's put on a pipe adds an extra 5 feet to it. So if you've got two 90-degree angles in there, your 5-foot hose is now 15 feet in reality to air ventilation. The maximum we want to see is 25 feet.
And I guess after 10 years, it should be clean, I'm thinking.
At least looked at, yeah, definitely.
And
you could actually tell a lot if you go outside and just check your vent that's outside. If there's lint that's accumulating on your vent outside, then you may have a problem.
Oh, yeah, there is lint. I can see that because I clean that now and then. I pull that off, but I guess it's full in there.
Now and then, Kathy? Now and then?
Well, every 2 years.
2 years?
Okay, maybe I'll give a call then.
I think maybe you should.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
So, how often, Sean?
You know what? It's unfortunately, it's an industry that's not monitored very closely. Probably not at all. Walter could probably attest to that. Companies like mine through Ontario and the States are saying they should do it yearly. I personally believe that that's a little bit much to do it yearly. I mean, if you've got a big family of six and you've got hockey players, football players, and you've got that machine running all the time, then maybe yes. If you're a normal family of four with normal washes 3 times a week or something, let's start out with every 2 years and see how it goes from there. And it really all depends on the length of your line. If your venting duct is over 25 feet, you're going to be in some serious trouble.
What will happen? It'll just the lint will just clog the whole thing up, wouldn't it?
Well, Dave, it even gets to a point now, depending on how the venting is put in, if there's an improper slopes, or as Walter said earlier, the banana, water accumulates in there. So now if it's in behind a wall and it accumulates and there's a hole, now you've got lint getting wet, stuck in there, blocking the vent. And if that vent breaks open in any way, shape, or form, now you've got water going into your ceiling or into your floor.
Oh, geez.
And now you've got to call Walter because the cost of cleaning your vent is now going to cost you a whole renovation.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It's 9:25. More of your calls coming up for both of these gentlemen as the program continues here on CJAD 800. With Walter here, it's a good opportunity for me to mention that one of the most important things that I think Renovco does is that if you have an insurance claim because of a fire or flood or something horrible like that, their attitude is, let's make it like it never happened. And that's exactly what they do. And if you think that you can go to the insurance company and get a square deal, well, maybe you can. However, I've heard stories, and perhaps you have too. Perhaps you need a professional to deal with that insurance company, and that's exactly what Walter and his crew do. They'll be there for you and your family, like it never happened. One of the things that's really important that Renovco does, I think, is they're a beautiful design center on Côte de Liesse at La Joie in Doraval, 11355 Côte de Liesse. The thing is, there's designers and advice at your service right now. Renovco, 514-856-9993. And do it once. Do it right with Renovco. When was the last time you had your dryer vent inspected and cleaned? Failure to clean is the leading factor contributing to closed dryer fires in residential buildings. Does your dryer get very hot to the touch during a cycle? Is it taking longer than usual to dry your clothes? Is there a musty smell to your clothes? A clogged dryer vent can cause numerous problems, not to mention increased operating costs. Protect your home and family. Call Lint-Free Dryer Vent Cleaning today, 514-980-0800, or visit lintfree.ca and live lint-free.
Home Improvement with Dave Fisher and Jan Eakes on CJAD 800.
Jan will be back with us tomorrow. We have two experts in studio for you this morning. First, Walter Assey is the president of Renovco, and he can answer all your construction questions and so on. And Sean Ryan is the president of Lint Free. Turns out a lot of people are having problems with the dryer vents, and he can help you with that at 514-790-0900. I'll read that again. 514-790-0800, Star Talk on Bell Mobility. If you're out of town, 1-800-491-CJD. Doug, are you still with us? I think I kept him waiting too long. I do apologize. Ralph, is that you?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, we're doing some renovations. We're going to put new siding on the house, and we're debating between aluminum or vinyl. And through the research, we found most people aren't doing it, won't even sell aluminum. One guy will, but it's 23 gauge versus, you know, the better, thicker vinyl. So I was wondering what your thoughts are on that. We are also going to do the spray foam insulation, so that'll give us a better backing against the vinyl or aluminum. Any thoughts, recommendations?
Yes. So there's pros and cons for both products. Aluminum is more a sturdy product, so it's good that way, but it would bend at any puck, whereas vinyl is more flexible, and it discolors less. So you have, like I said, pros and cons for everyone. Aluminum, with due time, you can even repaint it if you wish, whereas vinyl, you can't. Vinyl is cheaper, so that works for you well. There's very good vinyl products out there, and now they have great colors. Another product you might entertain would be Kenexcel. I don't know if you've that was part of your choice mix.
What was that?
Kenexcel. Have you looked into that product?
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay, so if I were you, I would just Google that product. They have fantastic colors. It looks like wood, actually. Extremely sturdy and beautiful looking. It's the higher end of siding. So, you know, that's a very popular and gives you a nice curb appeal to your home as
well. What's the name of the product again?
Kenexcel.
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 Yep. Hope that helps. Thank you. Let's go to Julie. Good morning.
Morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I had some contractors install cement with stamps on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the first day, there was foundational cracks in it.
Mm-hmm.
And my problem is that the contractor ended the contract, and by the end of this month, he was supposed to come in and be able to fill the cracks, and he hasn't done that. And I've had nothing but problems with the contractor. So I'm wondering, A, what should I be filling it with, and B, what would my recourse be?
Okay, now when you talk about cracks, we have to see how many cracks have we. Like, is it one crack? Is it 10 cracks? How big is the surface?
It was at least, I'd say, two feet long.
Okay.
In two different areas, and then a week later, there was two more cracks that go right across. So if it would be like an entranceway, it would run from one side to the other.
And how big is the area that you did the stamp cement with?
Oh, it was my front entranceway, and it was a quarter of my backyard.
Okay. And it's only in one area that you see these cracks?
No, in different areas.
Okay. So there's a very good chance that the application was done wrong. Now, you could, even if you fill up these cracks right now, you know, you could use epoxy, you could inject them with epoxy, no problems. But what's probably going to happen is you're going to have more cracks that are going to appear. So I would actually send a registered letter, because, I mean, they're not supposed to crack that fast either. So there's definitely something wrong in the application. I send him a registered letter. You give him X amount of days to fix it. If he doesn't answer you, you have the right to call another professional to get it done. And then you can take him to small claims court or to court, depending on the amount he charges.
Just what you need, huh?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Julie. Sorry we didn't have a better way to, an easier way to get the job done. Kathy, is that you?
Yes.
Hi, go ahead.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Of course.
Yes. Over the winter, I noticed the dryer wasn't doing too well, so I pulled it out and I fiddled around a bit in the back, and then it got better, but it was taking a long time. So yesterday, it really has collapsed. There's a lot of humidity and everything. So I had somebody come over, and he said, oh, I think I can get some lint out. Well, some lint came blowing out, but it didn't fix it at all. And then I thought, oh, well, probably the dryer is broken. But then I heard your program, and it sounds like it's not broken. It sounds like I have a very bad lint situation.
This is why I love radio. You know what I'm saying? That this is just the best call, and I appreciate your call. First of all, Kathy, is fiddling around in the back of the dryer a good idea?
Well, I have a bad back and everything, so all I did was try to pull it out because it's light, and I thought maybe the hose wasn't, you know, properly connected, and it did help. It was too squished during the winter.
All right.
But it's definitely, my heating bills are so bad, you have no idea, my hydro bills. So I was convinced already that I had a problem, and I kept hearing your guy, lint-free guy, on the radio, and I kept saying, I got to call the guy, I got to call him.
Well, he's here right now. So
now I need to make an appointment for sure.
So over to you, Sean.
Okay.
Kathy, it's a classic sound of dryer vents. Dryers always get pushed too close to walls.
Mm-hmm.
People feel once they're in there, let's get them as close as we can because we can't leave 4 inches of space. We need that extra 2 inches to do everything. So as soon as you collapse that transition duct behind the dryer, nothing's getting through.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if your biggest problem was in your dryer, lint, behind the lint screen and everything like that. It's not an easy job for you to do.
Actually, it's impossible for me to do. And apparently the outlet pipe is so long, which is very bad too, so they're not supposed to build them like this, obviously, but they do. It's a condo, and it goes so many feet out to the end that that's also not a very good situation.
I've had this discussion many times with Walter. Condos in this time are probably the worst ones because they try to do it for convenience, so they move your dryer to an interior wall and they vent to an exterior wall, and I've done condos that have been over 40 feet long.
Oh.
Well, this one's not that bad, but I think it's pretty bad.
No, if you feel insecure, you know, you brought something very, very interesting to the table, is although the fire factor is the scare factor in the whole thing, the energy savings that could come from this are incredible. I've done a couple of houses. I have some testimonials on my website that people have received letters from Hydro after I've cleaned it within the last year, saying that congratulations, you're actually going to save money because something has changed. And the only thing that they have changed is cleaning up what was completely blocked dryers.
And Kathy, we'll put Sean's phone number on the air at the end of the show, if that's okay with you.
Well, believe it or not, I have a heating bill that's twice as much as my neighbor's, and I called Hydro about it, and they never mentioned anything about the dryer. I'm the one who had to figure it out.
Wow.
They didn't say, have you changed anything? I said, no, I haven't changed anything. Everything's the same. If anything, I'm using less appliances to save money. There's three people living there, or four, or I don't know how many. I said, I use a lot of hot water. Oh, gosh. No, it can't be your hot water. They never mentioned the dryer, never.
Well,
so I thought to myself, because it's not an old dryer, it should be okay. But I noticed it wasn't drying properly. And then I said, hey, you know, something's wrong here. So I'm going to phone you as soon as you're off the air.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the call. It's 9:43. More of the Home Improvement Show with Walter Assey, the president of Renovco, and Sean Ryan, who runs Lint Free. And everybody needs him to come and visit, I would think, especially if you've had that dryer for a while and it's hot to the touch. Well, then you need to get something done.
Home Improvement with Dave Fisher and Jan Eakes on CJAD 800.
Indeed, 9:47. Let's see if we can help some folks out. We have Kathy, I believe, on the line. A lot of Kathys this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
I just want to get an idea what I have to do to block that doesn't come the water from the city in my basement.
The water doesn't come into the house from the city?
Coming when it happened 4 times actually since we got the house in 1987, and it comes from the bathroom, from the toilet, and I want to know what you can do. Your company can make that.
The water is backing up from your bathroom in the basement. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever installed a backwater valve or a clapet?
No.
Okay, so that would probably is what your problem is. Now, as a matter of fact, it's a code requirement. Furthermore, in older homes, it's an insurance requirement. So if you do not have a back water valve in your basement and you have a sewer backup or some type of backup, more likely will not be covered by your insurance.
For these purposes, Walter, if I may, What is an older home?
So anything that was built before the 1980s did not probably have a backwater valve, okay? It's not extremely intrusive. It is fairly intrusive, but not extremely intrusive to install. It's a one-day job, so it's not a huge undertaking. But what that does, in essence, is it allows the water coming from your house out to the city sewers, but it blocks the water coming from the city sewers back in. So it's like, you know, to have like a damper on it. And in cases of extreme rainfall, like so when you have a heavy downpour, torrential downpour, the city sewers usually are backed up. And what happens is when they do get backed up and they cannot supply anymore, they back up into people's homes. So people that have backwater valves, it will actually block them from backing up. People that don't, like you, will start having the water backing up in their basements. So it's, you know, something that you cannot really do if you don't have a backwater valve. There's nothing much else you could do. And, you know, any plumber that is licensed can actually get that job done, and that will solve it for a long time.
I hope that works for you, Kathy. Thank you for the call. So if you have an older home and you don't have one of these things, it might be an idea to think about it, right?
100%, especially with the global warming. We're seeing more of those torrential downpours, you know?
Yeah, everything's changed.
Yeah,
it really has. Let me see. I think this is Judy. Good morning, Judy.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a question regarding the attic. Regarding the air circulation in the attic, okay, we have... of course, the plywood in the attic, and some of the plywood has some black on it. Mm-hmm. And I was told that when the roof has to be changed, the roof is 16 years old, when the roof has to be changed, then that plywood would have to be changed. But then another roofer told me, don't worry about the black on the plywood. That's no problem. And then we had a company come in that deals with insulation, everything. The insulation, there's a bit of black on it, but it doesn't go all the way down through. We have sufficient insulation. We don't have to put extra. But the air coming from the corners of the roof, it's not going up and out properly. It's condensation is forming. And they said at the time that I changed the roof, I would have to fix the corners of the roof itself for the air circulation to go up and through and out properly. Which would cost a lot of money, besides paying for the roof to be done. And we have enough of those things on the roof to circulate the air. We don't need any extra. He said even if he had 10, it wouldn't help the situation. It's from the corners. Now, one roofer said what you could do is drill a hole 2 to 3 inches outside and then put maybe a wire fence over it so birds don't get in there to make a nest or whatever, and that would help with the air circulation going up inside the attic. Mm-hmm. What do you think about all this?
So my question to you is, what you're talking about is what we call soffits, okay? You have soffits around your roof, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, and how wide are these soffits?
They're quite wide.
Okay.
They're quite wide.
So technically speaking, you should not have any problems. What you should do is install baffles where your insulation is at the end of your attic.
Sorry, what would you say back?
Baffles, okay?
Baffles, so,
yeah,
it's called baffle?
They're like corrugated styrofoam that you install to kind of just move away the insulation from your soffits to allow the airflow into your attic, okay?
And may I speak from experience? Because this is exactly what the problem was in our house. Mm-hmm. And they took off the aluminum things that have like holes in them for air. But if you take one or two of them off, it's a whole piece of quarter-inch plywood. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not going to get air going anywhere, is it?
That's correct.
So it's supposed to come in through the soffits, up over the insulation, which the baffles help, and then Bob's your uncle.
That's correct. And that's the only way, by the way, your ventilation, your maximums on the roof would work. If it doesn't have an air intake, your ventilation are useless. In the old days, what they used to think is that, okay, we'll put plywood everywhere and we'll just put those grill vents every now and then. They have discovered later in time that, no, we need a continuous ventilation. So the soffits have to be open all across the whole roof line.
And by the way, this won't affect your roof.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it won't affect the asphalt shingles on your roof.
No, this is all work done through the attic and from the soffits themselves. So it's not intrusive to the roof at all.
I hope that helps. Thank you. 9:53. We have a couple more calls to take in just a moment. CJD 800. All right, Lawrence, thank you for your patience. You're on CJD. Good morning. Lawrence?
Hello. Oh, sorry.
Yep, okay. Times are running.
Yes, very quickly. Good morning, Mr. Sean. My wife has been complaining that the clothes on their normal cycle is not drying properly, and I was wondering what might cause that. So I took the filter out of the dryer, checked it was clean, but I took a flashlight and looked inside the opening where the filter element goes, and I noticed a lot of accumulation of lint. And I was just wondering, if it's accumulating quite a bit in the machine, would this be indicative that there's some kind of blockage in the duct that's exhausting to the outside of the house?
You are 100% correct. That's exactly it. It could be your transition duct, or it can be your vent outside, which is blocked. It could be anything, one of those, but that's exactly what it is.
Lawrence, are you still
clean
with us?
More than, pardon?
Go ahead, please.
So I was going to ask if the cleaning that you perform of the duct, you also clean the inside of the dryer as well?
Yes, I clean from the back exhaust vent into the front, and behind the lint screen, I go down in front of the lint screen, and
using,
I make sure.
Using what, Sean? Excuse me.
Well, I have everything I use is with brushes and vacuums. I use a HEPA-filtered vacuum so I don't blow any mold or dust around people's houses. Mm. So I'm vacuuming from both ends and pushing it through one way and out the other way. Because it's that fan that's in the machine that you're just trying to get everything, all the lint and all the gunk by.
How often do you wish people would call you?
You know, honestly, get it done, checked out first, and then we could talk about it after. I don't think I've had anybody that I had said, let's see what happens in 2 years. Honestly, this 1 year bit, I think, is a little much. Let's start with 2 years.
That work for you, Lawrence?
Could you just repeat the phone number where Sean can be contacted once more, please?
Yes, I'll be doing that just at the end of the show, so stay tuned, okay?
Yes, I'll do that. Thanks very much, Sean.
You betcha.
Thanks, Lawrence.
We only have a minute or two, and I don't want to rush anybody through the call. Jan will be back with us next week. But, Walter, when you see the kind of rain that we have had this summer at times, I guess you just sit there and wait for the phones to start to ring, right?
I don't have to sit there. I'm actually standing there because I'm just like waiting, ready for action.
Because you know it's coming.
It
he puts
ring.
His cape on, Dave.
It does ring right away. I put my rubber boots and I'm like ready to go.
I want to thank you for all the time that you've given us over the years, Walter. It's been a real delight. You've become a damn fine broadcaster, I might add. And I want to thank you so much.
I'm working with the best, Dave. Happy retirement.
Thank you.
It's an honor to have served with you all these years, and Montreal will surely, surely miss you.
Well, Renovco Renovations will be there for you if something nasty happens around your place, as it did with me that last year, remember?
Mm-hmm.
That freezer? Oh, geez. 514-856-9993. Lint Free is the name of Sean's company, and you may reach him at 514-980-0800. Wish I had that phone number. And you'll find all of those on my page at cjad.com, or you can Google and so on. My thanks to everyone involved in the show, including everybody in Master Control. And we'll talk bright and early tomorrow morning on CJAD 800.